I'm Jennifer, and I'm gonna talk about the key moment I had that happened a couple of years ago in Berlin, when a house in my neighborhood was sold to an investor. And when I started looking him up in the internet, I found his Instagram account, which was full of pictures of him on yachts and drinking champagne and fishing very colorful fish from the ocean and leading a very kind of wasteful life, I felt, like flying around all the time. And these images made me really angry, also knowing that he bought a house where the rents would rise, and actually trying to kick out the people that lived there. And then I went to an exhibition, and there I met a friend, and I told him, like, because I was so angry, and I said, like, I think we need a new era. I really can't stand it anymore, this situation. And then he said, like, well, there is a new alliance meeting and they are organizing against rising rents. And why don't you go and join them and help them to organize the demonstrations? And before that, I mean, of course, I remembered when I lived in Hamburg, there was lots of demonstrations against rising rents, actually before it happened in Berlin, because the situation was more tense there before. And I was always really skeptical about how this is of any use, because it didn't seem that there would be any change. But still, because this situation made me so angry, I went there, and I really liked the people there who were organizing and the way they were doing it. And so for like a couple of years, I then helped to organize demonstrations and make people conscious about the rising rents and how unfair the situation is. But of course, I don't see a lot has changed, you know. So in that sense, it was this key moment of realizing again there is like people who are taking advantage of the situation that you can be a landowner and you can press rent out of people, and nothing, there is no state that will give you any shelter of these people. And this, in a way, it hasn't changed, it's just getting worse. And still, of course, demonstrations are happening. But also this corona situation made it difficult for people to meet. And so I feel the whole movement that was happening in Berlin that started to get bigger is actually really challenged through the situation right now. And so, yeah, for me it was a key moment, and I think many people are aware of the problems about the high rents, but there is no real solution that we can do together, because, for example, this idea of rent strike or something like that, it would need so many people who are consequent and really stick with it to work. And I remember when I was studying in Hamburg, I studied art in Hamburg, and we had a short period of time, we had quite high fees to study. They were introduced when I started, and then there was also a big movement about it in the school. All the students would meet and would organize against it, but then in the beginning everybody said, like, I'm not paying it. But slowly, and after a while, like, more and more people started paying it, and then the ones who didn't pay it got into trouble. And that's maybe some key moment should happen to people, to realize that we can only win some situations if we really stick together and if we believe in each other and if we are courageous to risk something. And this is, this is still not where we are, I feel like, also in Berlin with the rent. And the more people are pushed out, the more richer people come in, and it gets more and more difficult to organize together, because at some point you are just a minority, and then it's so easy to kick you out. And so in that sense, I don't know a solution, unfortunately. But yeah, this is my key moment.